This is being broadcast from the hospital in Houston, and it's unbelievable dedication. I don't, Rabbi Wolbe, but at a time wanted we do a change and maybe do an emergency changeover. I said, no, he says, what this is that this is Rabbi Wolbe's dedication to Torah, dedication to spreading Torah, and by virtue of such a father that the Father in heaven should be dedicated to the Refuah Shleima, the full and complete recovery of Rivka Bat Zahava. Okay, and that's our dedicated Baruch Hashem. With Hashem's loving grace, tonight we hope to finish Torah 6. Torah 6 is one of the most important lessons for life, as we'll see. We now listen, Rabbi Nachman spoke in his own words in the beginning of the Torah. The end of the Torah was compiled after Rabbi Nachman left this world. And Rabbi Natan is speaking now. What we're learning tonight is Rabbi Natan's summation of Torah 6. And we're going to learn everything come together, like they say in French, the denouement. Everything ties together. We learned a lot of different concepts. And at the end of tonight's shiur, Bezrat Hashem, we'll summarize everything. Okay, last week, we learned the awesome secrets embedded in the ability to serve Hashem in the up times and in the down times. And this week, we're going to learn, don't ever be down on yourself. Never. Then don't ever be down on yourself. You're a wonderful person. You're a beloved daughter, beloved son of Hashem. And there's no reason ever to be disappointed in yourself. Okay, do something right, get better. But then depression, Rabbi Nachman, you say, despair has no place in the world. Okay, every soul has the potential of being a priceless jewel in the Almighty's crown. And we know that everything's come from Hashem. Right now in Israel, we're in a difficult band that the country's on super alert. And with the, if it's not enough, we've got one war. It's on the verge of something could be an all-out conflict with Iran. We don't want to go, but we trust Hashem. We trust Hashem. We're learning Torah. It's in the crisis. Rabbi Wolbe's got his crisis. He's learning Torah. We've got our crisis over here. We're learning Torah. We're learning teach. And that's what we're going to do with any crisis. Torah is the solution of any crisis. Any crisis. The Gemara says you have a headache, go learn Torah. Learn Torah. Like it's a solution to everything. Okay, so we are now, if you're the classic Likutei Moharan is four paragraphs from the bottom of Torah Vav. I'm going to say the complete idea in Hebrew and then translate it in English, and we'll go one by one. And got some ground to cover, so with Hashem's loving grace, we'll cover it. Zesh Katav Shem Lemala, four paragraphs from the bottom. בתורה נעל שיש לו את אלה שני הפקיעות הנעל, אז הוא הולך בדרכי תשובה. כי משני פעמים בוקי, שהוא בחינת תסה וסג, עסק שמיים וצי השאול, על ידי זה נעשה בחינת דרך, שהוא בחינת שני פעמים בוקי, שזה תסה וסג כנעל. We're now reviewing things we learned last week, and that's why I'm sorry I didn't give a much of a heads up, but if you have the chart from last week with all the numerical values, that's going to help. That's going to help because I'm going to refer to them. I'm not going to go and teach them all through because this would take 3 hours to do tonight's lesson. Just refer it to. Okay, once again, when we say Kasa, it's the 161, the Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey name spelled out in 10 letters. And when we say Sag, that's the ineffable name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, also spelled out in 10 letters, which equals 63. So this is the meaning of what we said in last week's lesson. When a person has two types of expertise, a Bucky. Bucky is the letters turned around of Yavik. We learn Yavik, which is the Shem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and Ekye, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. The three of them together come out to 112. That's Bucky. If we turn around, that's Yavik. That's Yavik. It's also a holy river and between Israel and Jordan. It's mentioned in the Bible. It's a lot of Kabbalistic inferences. But when you turn it around, that river is one half, 112. And 112 and 112 is 224. That's Derech. So the Yabek, the three names of Hashem, person acquainted with them, a person has the expertise and having the expertise of being up and the expertise of being down. That is the way to serve Hashem. That is the way of penitence. That is the way to live your life. And I'm going to say this over 15 times, and it's not going to be enough. Got to say it over 26 times. Get into our head, get into our heart. Don't forget, you have to be serve Hashem when we're up and when we're down, because we're going to be up and we're going to be down. because life is a Ferris wheel. That's a fact. You can't be up all the time. Your heart can't be in expansion all the time, or it would burst. And your lungs can't be in contraction all the time because you wouldn't have an ear. So the way Hashem creates a person, expansion and contraction, up and down, this is a normal, natural movement. But don't forget, this is one thing, big warning, like you're going into battle, life is battle. And if I'm the intel officer, I have to warn you that when you're down, that's where the enemy is. The enemy is where you are down, because the enemy, once you're down, the enemy says, oh, you're in despair. That's what Rabbi Nachman says countless times. There is no despair in the world. Ein yeush ba'olam klal. There's no such thing as despair in the world. Don't ever be down. Don't ever be down on yourself, because you're going to go up. On that Ferris wheel, you're down at the bottom, but you're going to go up. And this is what King David tells us in Psalm 139. We say that over and over again, that when he's up, he sees Hashem. When he's down, he sees Hashem. When he's flying high in heavens, he sees Hashem. And when he's so low, he said that he finds himself at the basement of purgatory. The basement of purgatory. We're not talking about ground level. This is not ground level, Houston. This is the basement of purgatory. There's Hashem too, because you can't have anything existing without Hashem. Heaven, hell, it's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. Everything is Hashem. Everything is Hashem. So this is the meaning of what we have, that when you have both ways, then you have both sides, the up and the down. You have the derech, you have your way of life, you have the way of penitence, you have the way of survival. It's a way of survival. Okay. Now there's also a yetzirah. There's also a inclination when you're up. We'll talk about that a little bit later, and have to be careful, because when you're up, the yetzirah says, you're Muhammad Ali. You sting like a flutterby. You fly like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. There's nobody like me. And it makes you want to be egotistic. So if he injects a person with ego, that's bad, because Hashem can't be in the egotistic person, the arrogant person. They can't be in the same universe. So now Rabbi Nathan continues. Ikal derech tshuva zochina yidei shtei pkiot hanal. V'az yamin Hashem pshuta lekabel tshuvato kimin begatu v'derech. Rabbi Natan is reiterating what we learned last week. He says the essence of the pathways of repentance is reached through the two types of expertise, be an expert in up and expert in down. And then the yamin, the right hand, yamin of God, your right hand, we said in Kabbalah, right is compassion, mercy, left is stern judgment. Tshuva comes from Hashem's right hand. So when a person wants to get close to Hashem, and it doesn't matter what you have done, it doesn't matter what you've done wrong. Okay, if you've done wrong to another person, then it's not enough to do tshuva to Hashem. You got to make penitence to the other person. You have to placate the other person. In other words, a person can't go and commit assault and battery on another human being and say, forgive me, Hashem. No. First of all, you're going to pay the guy's hospital bills. Second of all, you're going to apologize to him. You're going to do whatever you want. Or a person can't yell at his wife or smack his wife, heaven forbid, say, forgive me, Hashem. No way. You better get on your hands and knees. You better get tickets to the best restaurant and get a bouquet of flowers. You got to make penitence to your wife. But we're talking about if a person transgresses between himself and Hashem. It's between he and Hashem. Person messed up on something that connected to Kashrut, connected something that maybe he didn't guard his eyes, maybe he didn't preserve his or her modesty. They messed up in some way. They know the way he messed up, because if they're students of Rabbi Nachman and they talk to Hashem, they do self-assessment, and they're trying to do tshuva, then they're going to find out what's wrong. When you want to correct, Hashem's going to show you. So sometimes we have difficulty in our life, and we feel in our hearts that this is something Hashem's given us a wake-up call. Hashem, show me what I need to correct. This is how we do personal prayer. Hashem, show me what I need to correct. And Hashem will do that when a person comes to Hashem innocently, because Hashem's yamin, his right hand, is outstretched, pshuta, and there are other secrets here that Rabbi Natan doesn't explain here. He doesn't explain this. You have to go into the Arizal's writings. And he says very quickly, he says, Yamin is Gematria Derech. I said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Yamin, make a quick calculation. Memnon 9, it's 110, and Derech has 224. Hey, Rabbi Nathan, what are you talking about? You're selling me a bill of goods? I'm going to go and teach this? I hit and broke my head. So I figured, wait a second. Maybe go into the original source. So went into the Arizal's writings, and Arizal explains it. If we take Yamin and write it out like we wrote out Hashem's name, the 10 letters, we take the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, the Mem, Mem Mem, Yamin, Yud Vav Dalet, Nun, Nun Vav Nun, and take the numerical and to take the word Derech and write that out, Dalet, write that Dalet Resh Huff, then it comes out the same. So it's this is inner secret that you just can't find. Sometimes this is it's the problem, but the virtue problem, the virtue. This way, say that Likutei Moran is suitable for beginners, and it's suitable for the greatest Kabbalah scholars. Because here we learn that, and it's, you know, what I'm learning like a simple person, and say we're talking about. But they have to go and into these writings. But Rabbi Nathan and Rabbi Nachman, they've got this on the back of their hand. So this is what it means when he says this casually. It's a reference to Kabbalistic writings. When it's a secret. It's an inner secret. When you add the inner letters, when you add the inner dimension of Hashem's right hand, then it comes equal to the way of life, to Derech. These are secrets. This is why it's so. You look into this way. You have to learn. It took us 8 lessons to go Likutei Moran. And some people say, "Oh, wait a second, Liz, you really did that fast. You didn't do justice to that." And all the time feel I never do justice. I can do justice to Rabbi Nachman's Torah, but we have to make a compromise between holding our attention and being on our level that we can understand, and not putting people to sleep, because otherwise it's not going to help them. But it's on our level, we're learning it to get us closer to Hashem. We're not doing living room exercises and intellectual gymnastics. We're getting closer to Hashem. We're strengthening Emunah. This is the whole purpose of our Likutei Moran. There are people that are a zillion times the scholars of Likutei Moran than I am. But when I learn Likutei Moran, it's with me. I'm an emunologist. And it's all for the purpose of learning Emunah. Okay, so we continue on. Oh, and Pshuta. Pshuta, we take the word Pshuta and spell that out simply. It comes out 400. And 400, that's the names of the upper name, Kasa, and the lower name, Sag, together with the vowels for the 400. Same thing. So we say this every unbelievable kaleidoscope. It's a mosaic. Rabbi Nachman's doing a mosaic. It's exquisite, like a million piece mosaic. And it's mind boggling. When you go into the secrets here, what a human mind could hold these things, a privy such divine secrets. And I'm going to tell you something. This was not easy lesson to prepare. This is one word, you mean. For me to understand that took me, it was a couple of good hours. This is what we see, that all, this is what King Solomon says. King Solomon says all the rivers go to sea in Mishle and Proverbs, all the rivers go to sea. So he says, excuse me, that's Ecclesiastes, that's not Proverbs. He says, Ecclesiastes, all the rivers go to the sea. And this is what it means. We say everywhere we go, we look at Hashem's right hand, we look at Hashem's compassion, it comes all out to Hashem, accepting our tshuva, every single one of us. Hashem wants to bring us close, every single one of us, no matter who we are and where we are. So let me ask you a question. Beloved brother, beloved sister, why are you down on yourself? Hashem wants to bring you close, and you don't want to bring yourself close? Hashem loves you, and you don't want to love yourself? This is a sign check from Hashem. Okay, and this, but why? You let Leitzer, the evil inclination, gets in your way. Don't let him. Now, we're going to tie everything together, everything that we learned. Rabbi Natan says, understand this well, because they're very deep. Thank you, Rabbi Natan. That's one thing. This is one thing we realized, that they are very deep. But Rabbi Natan is saying that we have to constantly search for Hashem. Person can say, wait a second, I don't need to search for Hashem. You remember we learned the Aleph? Remember we learned that? If you have your Aleph chart, we have the Aleph, that we have the upper hand of the Aleph, and we have the lower hand of the Aleph, and we have the Vav, the middle part of the Aleph. This represents the horizon, and the upper hand represents when you're up, and the lower hand represents when you're down. The upper hand represents the name Kasa, the lower hand represents the name Sad. So we say, maybe when I'm up, oh, I'm already flying high. I'm in the upper stratosphere. I'm flying high. I'm in the, hello, heaven, here I am. Okay. No, you got to ask for Hashem when you're up. And when you're down, you certainly have to ask for Hashem. So this is what we learned in the segol, the three dots. That's the aspect also of the upper point of the Aleph, because that goes under the segol, is the name that goes under the ekye of kasa. And the chirik, the one dot, that is the aspect of the lower part of the Aleph, because that corresponds to the lower point of the Aleph. And that is the one dot under the yud kei vav kei spelled out of the 63, the sag. Okay, so this is what, again, alluding to what King David tells us in Psalm 139, when I'm flying high in the heavens, there you are, Hashem. When I'm down on the dumps, here you are too. Now, Rabbi Nathan said, we're going to tie everything together. Oh, now, Rabbi Nathan said, why did we learn the upper hand of the Aleph and lower hand of the Aleph? Why do we learn the anatomy of the Aleph? Because the upper hand, it corresponds to the up times in life, and the lower hand corresponds to the lower hands in life. So it's not a separate type of life. Person that likes it like the down times, he only likes the up times. It's like the Aleph. Imagine that the Aleph say, Hashem, I don't like my bottom hand. I just like my upper hand. Well, Hashem says, Aleph, let me tell you a little secret about yourself. You know how I created you? You hold my name, Aleph. You see, you've got a yud, that's worth 10 in Gematria. And I gave you a second yud, that's worth 10. And I put a vav between, that's vav. That's yud k vav k, that's 26. Little Aleph, if I take your yud away and you just have up times, you can't be close to me anymore because you don't have my name in you. You're not half, you're complete. You are complete when you have up and down. This is life is complete when we have up and down, when we are have the expertise of knowing how to keep ourselves not arrogant when we're up, close to Hashem, and keep ourselves from depressed to depression, to despair and depression when we're down. This is life. This is the Aleph. Every one of us is an Aleph. Aleph is an Echad. Aleph is an Adam. Every one of us is an Aleph. And you've got to be an Aleph. This is, you have to be an expert in up and down. Remember last week's Ferris wheel. You're up and you're down. You're up and you're down. The heart expands and it contracts, expands and contracts. And that's the way it pumps blood through the body. If it doesn't expand, doesn't contract, you're not going to have blood in the body. You're not going to have your circulation. And person's not going to live very long, maybe live for a minute. So that is the connection of the two. And this is all the concept of repentance. We learn the concept of repentance on repentance. And then we're going to go back one by one and learn from the very beginning. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, tie it all now. And this is the unraveling. Like we said before, the denouement, unraveling. Okay, the concept of repentance on repentance. Remember we learned in the first lesson that there's upper honor and lower honor. Upper honor and lower honor. Now, upper honor, nobody could protest. Nobody could appeal it because it's concealed. Why is it concealed? Because you get it from the keter, the upper tip of the Aleph, the sphere of God that nobody's got any idea about. And the lower Aleph that's down in this world, it's like a person's, the person's wearing his rank. He's a big general. And you're the general, who knows, maybe he was the prime minister's son-in-law, got through the ranks, or maybe he's the king's King's son of the king's son-in-law. King's son automatically goes to officer school. He doesn't go up through the ranks, not like a regular soldier. Who knows why he got there? Because he was born into it, didn't work for it. He didn't go to Mount Sinai like Moses did. He didn't get it from Hashem. This is human honor. You're the boss at the bank. Oh, he says, you're a clerk at the bank, and he bosses you around because he signs your paycheck. Well, then what do you know? Hashem signs your paycheck, not him. But the day when he's in retirement and he was a nasty human being and he didn't treat the workers right, nobody looks at him because his old honor was the office and the name on the plaque. It wasn't that honor that Hashem gave him. Moses did was not elected in human elections. King David was not elected in elections. King David was appointed. He was anointed. Hashem told Samuel the prophet to anoint David. And we see the greats in this generation. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Ovadia Yosef. Did anybody appoint the Baba Sali? Oh, Baba Sali, you shall be the tzaddik of the generation. No. Baba Sali was like cream that he came to the top. And what cream? What cream? Who did nobody produce? This is all divine honor. It's right from the Keter. And when you see someone, see a real tzaddik, a real righteous person with divine honor, wow, it's complete. I have the privilege of seeing my own Rebbe, the Melissa Rebbe, he's got divine honor. And he's so humble and he stays so far away. But if anyone ever got a blessing from him, if you want to, ask David Dome. Ask David Dome. David Dome got a blessing from him. And this was David's first relationship with the Melissa Rebbe. And David had a baby, and that baby wasn't supposed to live. And David asked the Melitzer Rebbe for a blessing, and the Melitzer Rebbe did what he did, invoke a blessing from his great grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov. That baby that was not supposed to live is now a commando in Israeli special forces. He's a hulk. He's a hulk. If you see that Rambo would not want to be in the ring with David's son Yosef. He'd blow him out of the ring. This was a baby that was not supposed to live. This is something right here. David's with us. This is something right here. Rabbi Wolbe, when he came to Israel, brought him to see the Melitzer Rebbe. What's the Melitzer Rebbe doing? Sitting and learning, unobtrusive, nothing. That's all. He's not there. He doesn't care. Someone once told him that they wrote bad about him in the newspapers, secular newspapers. He says, I don't read the newspapers. He's not worried about his image. He's not worried about what people say to him. And he said, they say bad about me. Okay. They say bad about me. They'll take away my transgressions. And if they have something, I'll give them a present. I'll send them flowers for giving me their privileges. This is divine honor. And this is the upper hand of the Aleph corresponds to the divine honor. The lower hand of the Aleph corresponds to human honor. And this is also a parable that all of us, our heads should be up with Hashem. Our feet have to be down in this world. We have to do the mitzvot of this world. Person can't see, oh, I'm flying. No, open your eyes. See where you could do good in this world. See you could do a favor for. See what we do. But your head and your heart have to be with Hashem. Be with Hashem. We continue on. When a person, we learned that a person, when he first does penitence, it could be maybe it's fear of a punishment. Maybe he doesn't want to have, he doesn't fear of prey to income. He doesn't want to have his income being destroyed. The first tshuva, there's a lot of things for himself. When a person goes higher and he says, you know something, Hashem, the way I served you last year, okay, I did tshuva for looking at 50 girls a day, and I did tshuva, but now that's not good enough. No, that's not good enough to tshuva 50 girls a day. If I look at two girls a day, I'm going crazy. Why did I transgress Hashem's second name? Hashem, I better do tshuva. But then now the ante is up. What was good last year is not good this year because we got to get closer to Hashem. Okay, Hashem, that is fine. I'll give you another example. A person keeps his first Shabbat, very first Shabbat, and the guy's a chain smoker. During the week, he speaks, he's doing two packs of cigarettes, 40 cigarettes a day. And the one thing that kept him from Shabbat is for he never smoking. But say, listen, this is in the Ten Commandments. You want to keep Shabbat, my brother. This and that. Okay. So for Shabbat, he's strained. He's going crazy. The smoke is coming out of his eyes and his ears. So after he has this great big chunk for and then Shabbat in the afternoon, he can't resist. He took one cigarette. One cigarette. Well, at this level right now, he'll get Gan Eden, he'll get rewarded with heaven for the one cigarette. But once he's the Shomer Shabbat and he's in the program 5 years, if he smokes that one cigarette, he's going to get the exact opposite. So that's an example, it's a coarse example, how a person has to do tshuva on top of tshuva. But when he does tshuva the second time, it's not for himself. He's doing tshuva to get closer to Hashem. So what happens, explains Rabbi Natan, the first tshuva is for himself. Okay, that's fine. That's very respectable. For that, you will be rewarded, my son, my daughter, with human prestige. When you do the second tshuva on the same thing, the tshuva on the tshuva, because you're now at a higher level, that's for Hashem. Oh, you did it for Hashem? You go up, that tshuva goes up to the Keter? You don't know where how far you're going. And so you're invoking divine prestige from the Keter. This is your reward. You go up to the Keter, here I am, Hashem. Hashem says, okay, here I've got some little spice candy from up here in Keter. Okay, and it's this little spiritual candy, and I've got this divine honor. The circle, all of a sudden, you wonder, that's, wow, the paths are opening up before you. That is the power of both tshuva. Okay, and this is what happens. And now, so where we go, we learned also in the first thing that we have to be silent. We're going to get to that in a moment. And being the silent, when we handle verbal abuse, humiliation, disparagement, embarrassment, and we keep quiet, then that is the dom, that is the silence. The dom is the same letters as blood. It's as important as a ritual sacrifice. So now we go to the tshuva shniyah, that he gets the upper glory. Now Rabbi Natan says, Havina dvarim heitev. Thank you, Rabbi Natan, we're trying. Everything we learned up till now, lessons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, they're all come together right now. And Rabbi Natan now says, and the most important thing, Rabbi Natan says, now this is the fat classic Breslev Torah of Itraskut. I don't know if there's plenty of Hasidic books, plenty of ethics books. Rabbi Natan, from the teachings he learned from Rabbi Nachman, was the master of self-strengthening. It's called itchaskut. Self-strengthening, a person that has self-strengthening, itchaskut, will never need a psychotherapist, will never need a psychologist, will never need a psychiatrist. Because this is the mastery, the expertise of self-strengthening to strengthen yourself when you're down. So this is what Rabbi Natan is now teaching us, that when a person is on a low level, he's down and feels like in purgatory. He can't learn. He can't pray. He feels like he's a dummy. Like she's a dummy, like a scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, like the scarecrow. And he says, there's still hope for you. Don't do that. There's still hope for you because Hashem is with you. Because even like King David says, if I make my bed in purgatory, there you are. There you are, Hashem. And the there you are, we proved it in the last lesson. That's the holy name Sag. The Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Sag, the value of 63, that's spelled out Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Yud. That's that letter, that holy name is down with you at the bottom. So the Yetzer Hara says, no, you're down. You're down. He's a liar. He's a liar. Yeah, you might be down, but Hashem is with you. There can be, this is one thing that's itchaskut, that there can be no place on earth, no place in the universe, no place anywhere without Hashem. Hashem is everywhere. Wherever you are, Hashem is with you. And the thing about being down, it's dark down there. And the darkness, the evil inclination tries to take away your eyesight. But when you remember Hashem's name, the Sag, Hashem's name, 63, Hashem is down. Even if you can't remember that, Hashem is with me. Hashem is with me. This is itchaskut. Now, what is a hero? Is a hero? I had an uncle who was a prize fighter. He was a boxing instructor, World War II. Before World War II, he went to Penn State and he was a boxing champion at Penn State. He was a professional boxing champion, and he won his first 13 fights by knockout. And the guys were in the ring with her for a minute. Fight number 14, he went up against some guy, and the guy knocked him completely out, completely out. So I didn't consider my uncle a big hero. He was a bit aggressive and not the nicest person in the world. You know who the hero is? The hero is the guy that doesn't win the fight on the knockout. The hero is the guy that gets knocked down and gets back up, and he gets knocked down and gets back up, and he gets knocked down and gets back up. And by the end of the fight, he's got black eyes, he's got bruised face, and he shows the one knockout, and boom, in the 10th round, he blows the enemy off the court, blows him out of the ring. That is the hero. This is the evil incarnation is giving us black eyes and bloody noses and knocking them down. And he's ripping our wallet apart, and he's ripping our health apart, and he's doing everything. We're trying to look what he did to Job. Look what he did. Look what he did to Job. Look what he did to King David. King David, Hashem's anointed. Everybody in the world is against him. Not only that, he could see the Hashem is against him. He could say, wait a second. Okay, you can understand his father-in-law wanted to kill him. His two sons, not one son, two sons wanted to revolt against him. His closest advisor did a dirty on him, but double-crossed him. Everybody, enemies within, enemies without. But when he got leprosy, that's from you, Hashem. And what did Shakespeare say? Et tu, Brute? You too, Hashem? You too are torturing. They didn't do that. He helped it. He held on to Hashem. That's from you, Hashem. I know, because you want me to do tshuva. You hold on to Hashem. Hold on to Hashem. Rabbi Nachman gives a signed check. There's no despair in the world, no matter what's going on right now. And just right now in Israel. In Israel, the people are going and they're going crazy, and they're taking money out of the bank, and they're hoarding water, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. And in a couple of minutes, is going to be fallout war with Iran. And who knows? Nah, forget it. It's all up to Hashem. They can't. All the ballistic missiles in Iran and all the Hezbollah and all the enemies, they can't touch a hair on our head without Hashem's sanction. This is the Itraskut. This is our strength. Hashem oz la'amo yiten. Hashem will give strength to his people. This is our strength. This is Itraskut. This is Torah Vav. This is the lesson for life. Being able to exist when you're up, being exist when you're down, not being boastful when you're up, not being sad when you're down, holding on to Hashem in the up mode, holding on to Hashem to the down mode. This is what we have to learn. And that was, and the same thing. We say it's obvious we have to hold on to Hashem when we're down. But Rabbi Nathan stresses, so a person gets an upper level. He goes to the upper level. You've got to hold on to Shem upper level, because now you've got a secret guest up there. Evil Kanesha is an angel. He can go up to the upper worlds. He knocks a person down here and then goes and tattletales on him in the upper world. The evil Kanesha is back and forth between purgatory and the heavenly court. He's a passport. He's an archangel from the side of evil, but he's doing Hashem's will. So he's got good. He could certainly, you're up at an up level. He's right there with you. He's got every level. He's got an evil inclination, like in basketball, has you on a full court press. There's no place on the court without the evil invasion. So when you're up, don't think, oh, I'm looking to Hashem, the evil, except say, hey, you're great. You're up there. You're already great. No. Be careful, Hashem. So how do you do itraskut when you're on an up level? I'm close to Hashem, and I feel great, and I'm inspired in my prayers, and I understand my learning. No, Hashem, I want to get even closer to you. Now, desire, this is not enough for me. I want to get closer to you. Just we have to be satisfied with what Hashem gives us materially. We don't have to be satisfied with spiritual. I want to want more, because want more spiritually is getting closer to Hashem, because the Torah says, Shuvu ad Hashem, that we make Shuvah until we reach Hashem. And so that is how to do itraskut when we're on up mode. In the up mode, we have to strengthen ourselves in the up mode too. Ki adam kafit mutafi itraskut shem itbarach yigurem leshet mala mamshich latzmo kedusha. Wow, you got to bring riches to the world. When we strengthen ourselves here, you know what happens upstairs? We strengthen Hashem's name in the upper world. Hashem allows this to happen. Hashem allows himself to be honored, to be trampled on. Hashem doesn't take our free choice away. But this is what our sages tell us. Do oz l'Elokim. Give strength to Hashem. What do you mean give strength to Hashem? Hashem is omnipotent. He's omniscient. What do you mean give strength to Hashem? When we strengthen ourselves, because our neshamas now understand this beautiful point. Our neshamas are a tiny part of Hashem. So if our neshamas are a tiny part of Hashem, we're strengthening our neshamas in itraskut and amunah. Then we're actually strengthening, giving strength to Hashem. What's giving strength to Hashem? When you strengthen yourself wherever you are, in the corner of the earth, wherever you are, then you're helping Hashem's name being strengthened all through the universe. It is mind-boggling. And a person goes to this life and says, what am I doing? What am I doing? You're a hero. You're a hero. Just by getting closer to Hashem, you're correcting the world. Rabbi Natan continues, wow. Now we go back to what we learned the first lesson, and we're tying everything on together. Why do we have to be quiet when someone insults us? We're not even quiet. It means don't. Quiet is sheket. Be a sheket. No, don't. Silent. Dome, the difference between silent and quiet is my heart is silent. I could be silent like this and grit my teeth. Oh, when I just have the chance, well, I'm going to get the gun. No, silent. This is what King David, this is how King David cured his own leprosy. When Achitophel, not Achitophel, when Shimi ben Gera cursed him, and King David's Avishai, his lieutenant general, wanted to kill him. And King David says, no, leave him alone. Hashem told him to curse. When he said Hashem told him to curse, right there, his leprosy that he had for 6 months left him. That's it. This is so powerful. When you are insulted, first of all, I wrote a whole book about that. My most popular Hebrew book is called Nafshi Tidom. It's all about verbal insult. When you're insulted, this can save you bankruptcy. This can save you a head-on collision. This could save a heart attack. When Hashem sends someone to insult us, Hashem is doing us a big favor, because the dome, the silence, is the same letters as dam, blood. Instead of spilling our blood, Hashem is giving us the opportunity to be silent. So Hashem takes us one step further. Rabbi Natan does us one step further. If you can judge that person fairly, at that point, you now become on the level of Baba Sali Lubavitcher Rebbe. If you could say, well, wait a second, the person maybe grew up with abusive parents and he's abusive to other people and he doesn't know me, and maybe he does know me, maybe some nincompoop, maybe he's right. Okay, so I'll have to do tshuva. You do that at that moment. At that moment, I can tell you stories. I mentioned it, I think it was three lessons ago, about a 52-year-old woman that never had kids, and she got insulted, and she smiled, and she closed her eyes. She had tears because it hurt. It hurt, but she was quiet. She closed her eyes, saw the Shem. She was 51 when that happened. When she was 52, she gave birth to her first child. This is the power of Dom LaShem, of being silent to Hashem in the face of verbal abuse. And even more so, says Rabbi Natan, what he did not say back in our first lesson, in the beginning of Torah 6, he says, now go a step further. Now that you've learned Hashem's names, now you've learned up and down, do another mitzvah and judge that person fairly. Find something. Now he's going to explain why we need to judge that person fairly. Here's the reason. Okay, Rabbi Natan gives us a parable from the Midrash. The Midrash says like this, Matzat chaviro, shuke, se ketel. Mabish from me, that's ketel. Mabish from a melech. Malakeva should so a melech. Evitov tikvabu. A person found his friend. His friend is a goldsmith or silversmith. And he says, what are you doing, my mate? He says, oh, I'm making a crown for the king. Oh, that crown is for the king? Then put every good jewel you have in that. And here, I'll donate one too. And he takes out a nice ruby, a nice sapphire, and he gives it to him. Oh, this is for the king? Okay. I had this myself, maybe, you know, instead of me just wearing this fancy sapphire on my hand, a nice ring, put it in king, let it be a jewel of king. So now Rabbi Natan says something. Listen, now listen to this. Listen to this. We learn you have to be up and down. This is itchaskut. Don't ever be down on yourself. I said it three times already in this lesson. I said time number four, drive the nail in. Don't ever be down on yourself because you are a jewel in Hashem's crown. You are one of Hashem's beloved children. You're a jewel in Hashem's crown. Look, just my nine words. Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Nachman. Kol echad uprinat ketel Hashem yitbarach. Everyone is an aspect of Hashem's crown. And you have to put as many gems as you can find. What's the gems you can find? The good points. You find the good points. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, these people talk bad, but Rabbi Nachman would not let anybody say anything bad about the people that opposed him. He said they're listening to their Rebbe. They're listening to their opposers. Okay, their opposers. They're listening to their Rebbe. He wouldn't oppose them. This is, wow. I heard a story this week. I had a story this week, a story about a soifer. The son of one of my friends is a scribe. He writes Sifrei Torah. And he got a order from a Satmar Chassid. And the Satmar Chassidim, they don't recognize the state of Israel. They don't recognize Zionism. So this particular chassid is a visionist chassid that they do recognize the state of Israel. They take part in elections and this and that. So when he gave the Sefer Torah, the Satmar chassid told the soifer, the scribe, I'll give you the order, but I'm not going to allow you to vote in elections. Anybody who writes a Sefer Torah, me can't vote in elections. Okay. So the soifer went to get a blessing from the Rebbe, the visionist Rebbe. So the visionist Rebbe, he told the Vishnu Rebbe what this guy said. Vishnu Rebbe says, no. He says, give me the phone number of this guy. So he gave him the phone number. The Vishnu Rebbe himself dialed the number in Williamsburg in Brooklyn. And he says, are you Rabbi Cohen? He says, yes. He says, why do you tell my students to go against me? He says, me? Heaven forbid. Oh, he says, he didn't say I'm the Vishnu Rebbe. He said, this is Israel Hager. That's the name of the Vishnu Rebbe. He said, why do you tell my students to go against me? He says, me, Rebbe, God forbid. He says, well, you told my student that if he writes a Sefer Torah for you, he's not allowed to vote. And I tell all my students to vote. He says, oh, Rebbe, you to go ahead. He knows that you don't. Okay, this is Rebbe Nachman. You don't tell the guys listening to his Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, Rebbe Nachman's an nincompoop. We don't hold by breast of a Torah. There are Hasidim that don't learn breast of a Torah. Okay, we don't fight them. We don't argue with them. And people that talk bad against them, real breast of a chassid, you don't talk about anybody in the world, not a human in the world. That's it. And because why? Every human is a gem. Every human is a gem. Not only that, every human is good. Every human is a crown. And every human, the good points are gems in that crown. And that's why you have to look for the good points. Look for the good points. And we look for the good points. This also strengthens the shem. Because what a person says about another person, that's Hashem's creation. Okay, a person is not bad. A person shows a bad way. He chose a temporary bad way. But people are bad. There are people that are evil that they chose to live evil lives, life of a terrorist, the life of people that persecute other people. Okay, but a person that does something bad, steps on your toe, insults you, okay, steps on your emotional toe, person good, we have to look for the good in everyone, whatever we can. The Gemara tells a story about that, about our sages were walking the street and they saw a dead dog. And well, what can you say about dead dog? And one said to the other, look how white its teeth are. So if you can find something good to say about a dead dog, what can you do about a live brother, a live sister? Well, because we're all sons and daughters of Hashem. So now Rabbi Natan concludes. We're in the last sentence. Oto lefi dato v'savoto nidbaro shiroi lo levazot oto. That the person that insults us, he thinks that's the proper thing to do for the way he sees, that the way the glasses he's wearing. But when we're quiet, we uplift ourselves to the aspect of keter. We don't even understand it, but we get there. And that is the up. You know what that does? What the dividends of keter? We get divine abundance. We bring divine abundance to the world. We get spiritual abundance. We get every blessing. We get divine prestige. It's a bit. And this creates Keter. This creates a crown for Hashem. And with that, we conclude Torah Vav. So let's make a quick summation of the eight lessons we learned very quickly. It is very powerful to be quiet when we're insulted. How can a person possibly be quiet? They said humanly not possible. Yes, humanly, according to human, if you don't put the divine soul, if you just talk about the animal soul, look, if you get insulted, the animal is going to growl right back at you. And better be careful because he might growl worse. He'll retaliate. But when we activate the divine soul and we see the Shem did, does, and will do everything, first principle of Muna, then we plug into Hashem. That is when we plug into Hashem, that is the only way to be silent, not quiet, silent, the heart silent. Hashem told him to do it. Hashem told him to do it. By doing the Hashem told him, we did Keter. The Keter takes us to the upper hand of the Aleph. The upper hand of the Aleph is the whole person. The Aleph is the whole letter. The Aleph cannot be with the upper hand and a lower hand. That the upper hand is the name Kasa, that connects us to the upper worlds. Lower hand is the name Sag, that keeps us in this world, keeps us strengthening when we're low, and the upper hand strengthening when we're high. And the Vav is the Rakia, the Vav is the horizon, and this separates it. Also, that the upper hand of the Aleph, we learn, corresponds to Moses, the teacher, and lower hand to Joshua, which is the student, Moses and Joshua. Let's go back and forth. And we have the upper hand is Keter, the lower hand is Malchut. That brings out Emunah, what we need down in this world. Emunah is down in this world. Because what's Emunah? You don't have Emunah in the upper world. And Emunah, there's no Emunah in the upper world. In Emunah, you can see Hashem, you see everything going on. As soon as you leave the body, everybody has instant Emunah. And that's when you go crazy. Why is Emunah in this world? Emunah is the lower hand of the Aleph. That's the bottom tip of the Aleph. Just as the upper tip is the worlds we don't know, the lower tip of the Aleph, that brings us down to this world, and that's where we really need Emunah. We really need Emunah right now when there's a war going on in Gaza, when people have sons in the army and they're in Gaza and in the West Bank, there's a war going on there, and who knows if there's a light a match and there could be a full-out war in the Middle East, dragging them. Don't know. You have to have Emunah to know that everything is for the best and to keep it even leal, even heal. And this is what we're talking. So this is why we need the two expertises, being expertise in up, being expertise in down. And this is itchaskut, self-strengthening, for which without we can't live. Cherished brothers and sisters, been an honor and a pleasure to learn this Torah with you. And Hashem should help us implement it every way we can. Go back and see the lessons, the review of it, and make it so it's a kinyan, it becomes part of your neshama, an asset. Okay, and have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbat.